You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, welcome to another Friday Financial Update on ABQ Connect. Brian Cochran joins us, as he normally does. Brian, thanks for taking the time to visit with us on yet another Friday.
Yeah, always my pleasure, Steve.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about our topic today because, you know, we often talk about, being biblically responsible with our money. And part of that is, you know, the Bible even says there's wisdom in a multitude of advisors. And, you know, for financial planning that, you know, that could mean your spouse or a family member that may be more savvy about something pertaining to finances or resources available to you that God's put us in stewardship over. Today we're going to talk about really the value of seeking out a certified financial planner or a certified kingdom advisor, I'm leaving one out, Brian.
Yeah, a certified public accountant or CPA often falls into this team of good advisors.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this when, you know, people who are depending on these other areas and really maybe because they think it's cost prohibitive to reach out for someone who's certified, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I tell them, Steve, is that the public perception is that our role as financial advisors or financial planners is mostly around the investments. And investment management is part of the role for many financial planners, but a good comprehensive financial planner is going to get into a lot more topics than just how your money's allocated to stocks or bonds or different mutual funds and exchange traded funds. And we actually had a story about that this week that came up. And I actually invited one of my associates, Cole Leonida, who's a financial planner. He's a certified financial planner and a certified Kingdom advisor. And he had a really good example of where the advice can go far beyond the portfolio.
Very good. Well, Cole, welcome into ABQ Connect and our Friday Financial Update. I'm looking forward to hearing your story.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So what did you run into that serves as a good example of why considering a certified financial planner, certified kingdom advisor is really something to, not just make a decision before really looking into the ways it can benefit you?
Yeah, I think financial planning is so relationship-based, Steve. I think that, of course, planning by definition should be predetermined and done ahead of time, but there are certainly instances where life happens, emotions can be running high, or there can be a sense of urgency for financial decisions. And oftentimes mistakes can be made in times where, you know, we're feeling a little bit of haste or, some urgency with that. So we had an instance this past, about 2 weeks ago, we got a phone call from a client and they said that they were going to buy a second property as a rental home for an adult child to rent from them for $600,000. Now, they have the means for this, which perhaps could have been the reason they didn't give us more notice than they did. But they said, we need the $600,000 next week.
Right.
That is not a lot of time to plan. And mistakes can be made under that kind of time crunch. And when there's that many zeros involved, of course, there's lots of considerations, particularly on the tax front. This is not just a portfolio decision. This is a tax decision. And as Brian said, part of that kind of three-legged stool of professionals in the financial world, financial advisors, CPAs, certified public accountants, and then of course the estate planning attorney in certain instances can be a great add to that. So we were the first call and we dove into that with both feet. And I think the biggest value that we added on the front end was just slowing things down a little bit. I think it can be so easy to feel like you've got to make a decision, you got to sell something, raise the cash and do it very quickly, when in fact, the advice you talked about having a multitude of advisors, we got to sit down. We said, hey, we're going to pause. We're going to talk to our investment committee. That's a group of about 9 of us that meet on a weekly basis. And that's not unique to us. Of course, other advisors can work in team settings. But the idea of slowing things down, making a wise, principled decision with the best way to fund that purchase was the number one step in the process.
Okay, yeah. So as someone who doesn't have that kind of money, even in a any kind of an account, but the thought is, a lot of people do, but it's in a place where, it's there and we can access it, but there's penalties. And you mentioned tax, and what I'm hearing is, whether it's John Moore Associates or another group of advisors, it's not unusual for a team. You know, even though like Cole may be my CFP CKA, but Cole has a team where they can discuss the issue. And in the midst of the group, they can come up, you're still going to have to probably deal with taxes, but or whatever other penalties. But here's a way to make the loss less or non-existent, if possible.
Yeah, Stephen, I think the key thing here is when you stay principle-based with financial planning and financial concepts, the dollar amounts don't really matter, because we're talking about a $600,000 home purchase. For some families, this might be a $5,000 down payment on a car that takes this much consideration,
right?
Because the scale matters just as much. So the principle is very transcendent in that way, where it doesn't matter how much money you have. The key is to slow down with big decisions and seek wise counsel. And Cole has some good examples, I think, if you want to share, Cole, of the benefits of slowing down, some of the things we came across when we slowed down and talked about this as a group. What kind of things did you run into?
Yeah, Brian, I think on the initial phone call, the client, the thought was, hey, I've got a couple different account types with different tax treatments. There's a trust account that's totally taxable in terms of capital gains. They have a pretty substantial individual retirement account or an IRA that's taxable as ordinary income on the way out. And they also have a pretty sizable Roth IRA. So those are tax-free dollars on the way out. So, of course, the tendency of the client was to say, gosh, should I look at the Roth IRA? Because that would not cost me any taxes. That would be the cheapest way to buy this house. Or maybe I should look at the trust account, because those would be a little less taxable than the IRA. There's a whole number of ways that they could do this, but you can see how the very front end complexity of this, of just the simple place where to draw the funds, was a reason to pump the brakes and start to dive into our principles. So the steps that we took is we ended up using a very short-term loan off of some of their assets. It's something called a securities-based line of credit. This is not for everybody in every situation, but it was a nice tool to kind of buy us some time at a very low cost to make a wise decision as a team. So we implemented that, and we were able to fund the home purchase in the time frame that they wanted. And then the next steps were to build out some tax analysis and determine, hey, we'd love to spend down the IRA, because we know their goals for the long term are to try to maximize the inheritance for kids and the benefit to charities. So our ideal situation is to spend down the IRA in a particular tax bracket for them. For us in the situation, it was the 24% tax bracket. From there was still a delta, an amount that was not fulfilled by being able to take out of the IRA. So we wanted to lean on the trust account or the taxable account, because we wanted to leave the Roth IRA, those tax-free dollars, intact for the next generation. And us having the relationship, again, coming to the first thing I said, Steve, financial planning is more relationship-based than it is numbers-based. So we knew that that Roth IRA was more than just a pool of tax-free money. That was designed for the next generation. So we wanted to try to keep that intact as best we could. So we ended up going through a fair amount of tax analysis, ended up determining we could take this chunk from the IRA, this chunk from the taxable trust account. We ran it through some fun software that we have. And then we immediately sent that to their CPA. CPA gave that the stamp of approval and said, hey, I think the analysis looks good. We've accounted for the income sources. I think your analysis is correct. Please proceed with this plan. And therefore, over the course of about weeks, we were able to make a really wise decision in order to fund this purchase that they wanted to do to bless their children. And we were not able, or we were not forced to do it kind of under the gun and make a potentially wrong decision. And then what's really neat about this is going to lead to additional charitable conversations, because we were forced into realizing some more taxes. So we might actually be able to, initiate a little bit more of an accelerated generosity plan, just to try to offset some of the tax considerations. So a really fun, holistic view of not abnormal financial situation that people find themselves in, whether it be a big home purchase or a car down payment. The scope and scale matters, to the individual person, but there's a lot of considerations that if you don't have a team of people that are specialized in different areas, it can be very challenging or very easy to miss something.
Yeah, I can tell you for sure. I would have lost more money than your client did if I did it by myself. So it's just a good reminder that there are people that are certified in these areas and prepared to help make financial planning, financial decisions, whether it's the CFP, the Certified Kingdom Advisor, or the CPA. And actually, Cole and Brian, as I listen to this, and Brian, you often share specific examples of what you run into in, your day-to-day experience with clients. But it kind of brought me back as Cole was going through, and I was thinking, this is sounding kind of like a caller with Rob West on Faith and Finance. And with that, I do want to remind our listeners that John Moore Associates is the sponsor of Faith and Finance on KLYT. And Brian, I'm going to throw it back to you. Why was that important to John Moore Associates?
Well, we think that Rob and his team at FaithFi do such a good job of conveying these principles that we lean on every day just to the general public. So we wanted to support those efforts and make sure people are aware that the Bible has a lot to say about what they do with their money and that there's wise counsel out there. And as you know, that's a call-in show, so it gives listeners the opportunity to call in to share a personal situation and get some suggestions and some principles shared. So we just love that. We also love that they point people to kingdomadvisors.com, where they can search for a certified kingdom advisor, consistently reminding people that there's financial professionals out there, including financial planners, CPAs, and attorneys, who not only are competent, but also share a Christian worldview, and that can really impact the way the advice is shared.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that. To be specific about really what sets a certified kingdom advisor apart from other advisors and planners. But Cole and Brian, thank you so much, not only for your time, but the insight that we get when we look at these various examples. And like you said, in scale, I mean, we were talking about a money issue that involved spending $600,000. But even a much lower amount, like we said, a car down payment of $5,000 or what have you. These are areas that, we may be best served by finding someone who is really more prepared to walk through the myriad of things that are, that impact that money that we're trying to move around and use as good stewards of what God's given us in way of resources. And as I mentioned insights, Brian, I always like to bring it back to the insights tab at johnmoore.com. As our listeners go there, what might they find?
Yeah, always new content on the insights tab. I'm most excited about what's coming up next week. We will have a live webinar with our own advisor, Joe Limke, and his wife, Pam, to talk about marriage and money, encouraging better communication for couples as they make financial decisions. And so soon after that June 13th live event, which is 4:00 New Mexico time on the 13th, so anyone can join us for that, no cost. We'll record that and have that up on the site, hopefully within a few days.
Okay, and if you go to klyt.fm, you'll see on our Action Center there, right on the homepage, the free marriage money seminar. The date is set there for Thursday, June 13th at 4 p.m. If you click there now, it'll essentially just take you to johnmoore.com. But on that date and time, if you click there, Brian, they'll find a link to join that.
Exactly. Yep. Just jump on the Zoom webinar, and we'll look forward to having hopefully many listeners benefiting from that great content. We've already started preparing our comments for that day, and I'm super excited about what Joe and Pam have to share.
Very good. Again, Brian, Cole, thank you so much for your time, and you guys have a great weekend.
You too, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks for joining us again on ABQ Connect.